Welcome to the January 24th, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording today from Omaha, Nebraska. Let's start with Breach, Dreamhost, a hosting company that's well known for particularly these cheap kind of virtual web hosting arrangements, has been breached. And as a result of the breach, passwords of users got leaked. So now with these passwords, an attacker could go ahead and modify these websites, which then, of course, could again lead to more malware spreading. Now, Dreamhost at this point is not releasing a lot of details about what exactly happened. They're kind of suggesting a sort of zero-day attacking the database directly. Could be SQL injection, I guess, but we don't really know at this point. They are saying that they got alerted by their intrusion detection system, so good that they had that in place and that they were sort of buying into layered defense, and they're now in the process of resetting user passwords. They hit a couple of issues with that, but I think that's kind of understandable for an operation of that size. So if you're a Dreamhost customer, check on your account and reset your password if that hasn't been done for you already. And well, while we're talking about leaked passwords, a hacker that goes by the alias of Hannibal leaked 100,000 Facebook logins. Now, he had sort of a little bit of political message to go with it. The leak apparently is part of a larger stash of passwords that he came across, and he sees that as a retaliation for hacks against Israeli sites. Now, in prior releases by this particular individual, many of the usernames and passwords didn't actually turn out to be real or at least old, so not exactly sure what to make of it, but well, it's sort of an interesting new political twist on hacking Facebook accounts. And Mozilla starts to give a browser ID more push. Now, they released it sort of in beta a while ago. Now, there are working implementations now available at browserid.org. Essentially, what it does, it integrates authentication closer into the browser. While, of course, now this is sort of built around Firefox, it does work in other browsers. I tested it quickly with Chrome and with Safari, and it worked just fine. The JavaScript they're using for it, it feels a little bit sort of like Facebook Connect and OpenID, but it is substantially different. Probably the closest to it is sort of the Facebook Connect idea. Now, the way it's implemented is you're logging into the browser ID website, you're setting up an account for yourself, you may assign multiple email addresses to that account. And that's a little bit different, for example, from OpenID. With OpenID, you always have the same URL identifying yourself. Now, if you go to a site that supports browser ID, all you have to do is you have to click on the sign-in link on that site. That will redirect you to the browser ID site. The browser ID site will then ask for permission to actually sign in to that site, and you can pick what ID, what email address you would like to use to identify yourself. Now, at this point, I'm not sure if it's possible for anybody to set up a browser ID provider, kind of like with OpenID, or if everybody has to sign in with Mozilla. Of course, if everything would be centralized with Mozilla, that would open up some privacy problems. And a new and somewhat interesting privilege escalation vulnerability was found in recent Linux kernels. In this particular case, the memory image of processes, which is usually kept as a subdirectory of the slash proc directory, default path is slash proc slash, then the process ID, then MEM for memory. Well, this memory image has no longer been right protected. So anybody could read and write to the memory image of any kernel of any process on the system, which then of course could be used to hijack processes running as root. This problem has been fixed now, and patches are available as of I believe yesterday for at least Ubuntu and Red Hat. So in particular, given the fact that there are active exploits out there, it's probably something you should address rather quickly. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.